Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Times in which we live in, and folks, if you are feeling as though you're getting it from every direction, you're not alone. We're in this together, okay? We're in this together. We're all feeling that right now, and whether it's Biden, Obama, Bush, or Trump, when the home team, this is the Olympics times a thousand, this isn't a race we're all watching, a volleyball match we're all watching. This is life or death. And it's the USA. It's our flag. It's everything the founding fathers helped us build and the republic we're trying to keep. Getting kicked and beaten. We've all got to sit here and say, stop. How do we all get in and say, we're all in, fix this mess, we want the home team to win. That's what we've got to think right now. I will admit, it's hard not to watch this and be very angry and be almost a little bit gleeful that what we believed about Joe Biden is being showed on the world stage. We got to push that down. We've got to push that down because this is our country being embarrassed. And Joe Biden's not even man enough to ask other countries to say, hey, remember Donald Trump and NATO? Pay your fair share. Why do we got to do everything? And, of course, the big deal was that he stood in front of somebody and nudged him out of the way at some meeting. Who cares? I'll take 100 mean tweets a day and $2 gas in a nanosecond to have Donald Trump back right now. But he's not back. Joe Biden's the commander-in-chief. Kamala Harris is the vice president. And the C team is in charge of every government agency. Every level, every lever of government at every level is controlled right now today by liberals who, it's hard to argue, don't have the best interest of the United States of America when it comes to foreign policy and national security at the top. They don't. But it is the USA. And for the sake of the veterans that have fought and died for freedom, for everybody that cares about freedom, we've all got to be in the same team right now to get through this. There are national security concerns as a result of this. Real, bona fide national security concerns. The Biden administration was in a hurry to leave by a deadline they circled on the calendar so they could do a big whoop-de-doo on the 20-year anniversary of 9/11 and say, see, we're gone. We're down to 2,500 troops and no casualties for more than a year under the Trump administration. We're now ramping to 6,000, and we probably need 10,000 troops there. All because of the manner in which this withdrawal was conducted. That's a fact. But none of those facts matter one whit right now. We are where we are, and we all ought to be on the team that says, fix this and fix it now. If the approval rating of this administration is anything above 25% in this country right now, there's something seriously wrong with this country. And I doubt it's even under 50, because people don't pay attention to this. But there's patriots in this audience, and we've got to pay attention to this. When reporters like Richard Engel, who are as liberal as they come, are on CNN this morning saying it is complete chaos at the airport right now, the Taliban are firing into the air, we're telling people to go home, and the Taliban's going to escort them. Well, even if they do escort them and don't shoot them immediately, guess what? They know everything they need to know when we're done looking. That's a fact. And the things that are happening that we have no idea should chill you to the bone. One example, this text I got last night at 10:30 p.m. Here it is. Sadly, they just confirmed this terrible news. It is corroborated on the news. Such sadness. Please pray for the 229 missionaries in Afghanistan at this moment who've been sentenced to death. This came last night. It warned about this happening today by Islamic Afghans. Please, can you pass this message on as soon as possible to as many people so they will pray? This message was sent by Judith Carmona. I don't know if I'm pronouncing this correctly, but it looks like Chihuahua Ministry, missionary rather, who is in Africa. They need the whole planet united in prayer. If you can forward it, please join us in an urgent prayer. Also, because the radical Islamic group just took Qorgash, Iraq's largest Christian city, where there are hundreds of Christian men, women, and children who are being beheaded. Beheaded. Prayer cover is being asked. Please take a minute and pray for them. Pass the message to whoever you can. They're already taking Qorgash, and they've done it several times. So we've been asked for prayer. You don't know me, Scott, but I know you're a man of faith and prayer. You also have connections that may help our Christian brothers and sisters around the world. Please help if you can. I did send that around, and have since been connected to Jenny Allen, who's been working with a pastor in Afghanistan. Actually, has to go by the term Pastor X in Afghanistan. She's going to be interviewing him tomorrow to talk about how we can support Christians on the ground here. I'm efforting an interview with her for more details on this, but these are the consequences of what's happening in Afghanistan at this hour. And none of this is a surprise. It's not a surprise. It's what they do. And if I hear one more news report that say the Taliban is offering to cooperate and the Taliban is setting up a government and the Taliban is now beginning to respect women's rights, I'm going to puke. Because that's laughable. That's like somebody sitting on death row saying, I'll never murder anybody again. Ever! Just let me out, I promise. And it takes them 15 minutes to go murder someone else. That's the equivalent of that promise. How in the world did the United States of America ever become a place where we look the other way when somebody is persecuted for their faith, for what they believe, for the gender they were born with, and for the liberals in this country who vote 99.9% of the time for folks like Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer, who claim to be the diversity crowd and the equity crowd, and stand in the front of pride parades, how can they stand by and allow an ideology that will murder you in 10 seconds if you even look at somebody of the same sex, think this is okay? I can't understand it. I can't get my mind around it. We're going to spend a lot of time on open phone time today. I do want to give preference to veterans that have served this country, because that has been, to me, the hardest thing to hear over the last couple of days, but yet the one that sort of emboldens you to think and say the fight is within us to do this too. There's nothing new under that flag, folks. This generation, my generation, the baby boomers on down, have not known the sacrifice of many of our veterans. There are baby boomers, and there are 18-year-olds that sign up to die for this country. They're out there, but the vast majority of people are benefiting from all that freedom that those veterans gave us. Tell me what's on your mind. Anything goes today. 800-228-0550. Call now.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For all you sophisticated ladies out there. She grew up in.
Back on What's On Your Mind, call us at 701-258-0550. Toll free at 800-228-0550. I just got some good news. By the way, Todd, the radio god, is out today at the Fill the Bus event. He's in Bismarck now. I think he's up north. The red carpet washing. They're also down south today. Last chance to help fill the bus. That'll make you feel good. If you haven't bought school supplies for your kids, like me, they've flown the coop. Go pick up a backpack today or some notebooks or whatever was your favorite purchase for your kids when they were in school. And you'll get the warm fuzzies by delivering it to Todd, giving him a high five over there at the Red Carpet Wash North Bismarck today. And man down yesterday. He'll check in with us towards the top of the hour, this hour and next. Lynn Helms will join us next hour, Department of Mineral Resources. Do you know that everything in oil and gas production right now is harder because of the Biden administration? Do you know that? Everything is harder. They are doing two things which are a gut punch to moms and dads and their kids in school, lives and livelihoods, our overall economy right now. Two things. One, you can't drill on federal land. Who's that impact? Not the federal government. It impacts us, private mineral owners. Guess who the biggest mineral owner is? The state of North Dakota. Despite some people on the land board thinking it's their money, no, it's our money. It's us. Sadly, Wayne Stengem and Jody Smith right now are busy trying to punish oil companies that actually invest the dollars back in. So we're hoping Governor Burgum and Tom Beadle and Kirsten Baszler smell the coffee soon on that front, because we don't need any more enemies right now. We have plenty with the Biden administration. We're doing good on that front, thank you very much. Moratorium on federal lands, absolute gut punch to the economy of North Dakota, to private mineral owners who risk private dollars, private capital, retirement in an industry that has fueled this state in a way that you can't even wrap your mind around. New York Times article yesterday talked about it. New York Times article. They get it. How did North Dakota buck a trend of rural states losing population go the other way? Oil and gas production. Providing a product the world needs. Simple as that. Biden administration says, oh, hard stop on that. You know what else they did? They told Arab countries that compete with our private mineral owners, okay? Remember, all oil companies do is write a check to private mineral owners. We have private mineral rights here. That's the genius. We're not like other states that, you know, the state owns the mineral rights, all of them, and decide how to distribute. These are private mineral owners, private individuals. We got this right. They decide whether to buy them, to sell them. I know people who bought them when they were worth nothing and took good money after bad, and then by the blessing and bounty of the good Lord and the great American innovation, they became worth something. That's called risking capital. Willing seller, willing buyer. And right now, Joe Biden is telling our foreign competitors, hey, why don't you produce more so you can hurt those guys? So that, coupled with the regulation saying no on federal lands, is a gut punch to our economy, to private mineral owners, and to the state of North Dakota. You can't make it up. We're going to talk with Lynn Helms about all that coming up next hour. Welcome your comments in the meantime on anything and everything today on the program. Brought to you by my friends at Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Steve Zahn just sent me the best note ever. You remember that awesome Silverado I have, the Trail Boss 2020 Chevy pickup. Decided to take out the deer population on your behalf. And Steve tells me the final part is arriving today. And I'll be back on the road with that awesome Chevy 2020 next week. You can't believe how much I miss it. If for no other reason, to be a deer slayer and to have that cocoon of safety that I had in that truck. And now, it's ready to roll, flagpole and all, to your farm or ranch. It's been a tough year in farming and ranching, and so I am actively looking through all the invites I have to my text number to come out to a ranch and farm, bring some lunch, have a conversation and walk a mile in your shoes for at least a day. So if you'd like to invite us, you can take the Trail Boss for a spin, too. And you'll quickly find out what I believe, that there is no better set of wheels on the farm, on the ranch. Or just driving between Fargo and Grand Forks when you're going to hit a deer every now and then, which I did. My friends at Bucklidge. They also give us a great deal every Wednesday, and there's a pre-owned vehicle over in Valley City today I want you to know about. It's a 2015 F-50 Lariat Super Crew. There's only 58,306 miles on this. 3.5-liter V6, great gas mileage, tow capability, 6,500-pound tow capability on this. It's got a red metallic, sharp look, black leather trim seat package, the Super Crew cab. I mean, you can get the whole family in there and a couple of dogs besides. Backup camera, navigation, heated, cooled seats, all that. Surround sound, sunroof. I mean, it's got everything. And, of course, our friends at Bucklidge, they specialize in single-owner vehicles. You know that, right? So this thing was $36,995 yesterday. We're going to put it at $35 even if you tell them you heard it from Scott. Bucklidge.com. Bucklidge Chevrolet. They're in Bismarck. They're in Valley City. Bucklidge GMC Buick Valley City. Bucklidge Chevrolet Bismarck. North Dakota's home for Chevy. Tom Scott sent you. Tom at Jamestown, what's on your mind?
Well, I would just like to talk about the situation that's going on in Afghanistan right now. It's the Taliban threatening to execute the missionaries. There could be more than a few executions. I would suggest that everybody within your listening audience call our three representatives, Kramer, Hovind, and Armstrong. Tell them to make some type of public statement challenging Joe Biden to talk to the Taliban or to make an announcement that if anybody is killed or hurt, that there'll be unbelievable retaliation. It's 50-50 if he would actually do it, I believe, but he might be more inclined if there was a tremendous public outroar.
Here's the problem with what your request is. First of all, I think it's always a good idea to let any elected leader from school board on up to know how you feel about something and what you ask them to do, because they work for us. This is public service. So I'm all in on your idea of calling, because it's something we can do, and we all need to do something, Tom. I believe, say John Hovind got that call, and say John Hovind had a meeting in the Oval Office, bipartisan gathering of people, and said, Mr. President, you need to call the Taliban right now and put the fear of God in them. And Joe Biden said, you're right, John, I need to do that. Let me call right now while you're here. How would the call be received, Tom?
We're talking about saving people's lives, so if Biden got a little bit of credit for it, it sure wouldn't bother me. How about you?
No, it wouldn't bother me one bit. My problem is he's proven himself, unfortunately, as someone that doesn't put the fear of God in them. It doesn't scare him no matter what he says. It's what he's got to do.
For years, Bucklidge Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Bucklidge Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Western officials have stepped up evacuation efforts in Kabul, Afghanistan, with over 2,200 diplomats and other civilians flown from Afghanistan on military flights Wednesday. The ones that will be hurt the most with the collapse of the Afghan government are the women. After experiencing freedom and liberty, are now being told by the Taliban, the terrorist organization, will honor women's rights provided they obey the framework of Islamic law. Communist China has sent warships to the Taiwan Strait on Tuesday. China has been holding assault drills involving warships and military jets near its border with Taiwan. Beijing claimed the drills came in response to unspecified provocations and external interference. United States health authorities are expected to recommend an extra dose of COVID-19 vaccine for most Americans. Health officials in the Biden administration will recommend that most people get a booster shot 8 months after they complete their initial vaccination. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA. Are you hungry?
Yeah.
I don't blame you. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience awaits at PetroServe USA today. How about some lasagna? You ever had a bad lasagna meal? I never have. Unless I made it myself, because I mess up the ricotta cheese and the noodles, and they don't mess anything up at PetroServe USA. It's hot, it's fresh, it's home cooking, it's in a nice little to-go carrot container. You can have a good meal and be on the go. PetroServe USA. Lasagna served up at the MP Avenue downtown Fargo store today, as well as Valley City off exit 292. Just head north when you hit the exit off 94. For home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, and easy in-and-out access. And the best people, they are so nice, they are so service-friendly. I love the folks in Valley City at PetroServe USA. They're fantastic. You notice right now, good help is hard to find. It really is. I weep for folks in business trying to hire right now. I really do, because once again, your government meddled with the workforce. And in North Dakota, we didn't need any meddling. Anyway, they're great. They bust through all that at PetroServe USA because it's a great place to work, a really good place to work. They took very good care of their people. So just trust me on this one thing. You're going to love the service you get at a PetroServe USA store. So Swedish Meatballs also served up to Valley City today and the West Main Avenue West Fargo location. Beefy Noodle on 12th Avenue and I-29. Beef Steak Fritters in Glendon today. PetroServe USA. All right. Veterans go to the front of the line here on the program. And I have one other request today on the program from now until the end. If you are between the ages of 18 and 34, and I pick that age group not to discriminate against, 15, 16, or 17-year-olds getting ready to go back to school, or 35 and above, the 18 to 34 demographic is how a lot of advertising, especially national advertising and what we call agency advertising, is decided. And talk radio, specifically, What's on Your Mind, performs better than most believe between 18 and 34. But if someone who is 18 to 34 that doesn't listen to talk radio makes decisions, they don't believe that What's on Your Mind is listened to by anyone 18 to 34. I know that to be very different. A lot of reasons I know that, most especially what our customers say about their customers who come from listening to this program. And that is, of course, what keeps us on the air, what powers these radio stations that you're listening to. Could be 550 K-Fire, could be AM 1100 The Flag, or AM 1090 The Flag, or KLTC, or wherever you're listening, online, or apps, however you choose to listen to the show, watching us on Facebook right now. Another way to do that. So if you are between the ages of 18 and 34 and you call today on the show, it's obviously the honor system. I'm going to give you a prize of your choice from the MyPillow catalog. Now, that is a long list. Could be some sleepwear. Could be some slippers. Could be you're going off to college and you want better sheets than mom wants to buy you. Or towels. Or a robe. Or you take the pick. Between 18 and 34. Now, the only way you'd hear this is if you're listening, right? But most especially, I don't want you to call to win something. I want to call and hear how much you care about this country and how worried about the future you are. I'm 56. I don't know how much time I have left. None of us know. And age isn't always a predictor of that because, you know, life happens. But I hope that the 18 to 34-year-olds in this audience care as much about the future of this country, if not infinitely more, because it's yours. It is yours. And you're going to live much more than I am at 56 or somebody 66, 76, or 86 with the ramifications of these decisions on spending, tax hikes, inflation, significant damage to our national security and our international reputation. You're going to live with it vastly more than I am. The question I have is, do you care? And what do you do about it as an 18 to 34-year-old? So just a little closed-circuit message. I'd love to hear from you. You can call 701-258-0550. Do me a favor. Put that in your speed dial. And call whenever you're listening to this program, because what you say, what you're thinking, are very important to the future of this country. So I want to make you a priority. You can also call us toll-free anytime, 855-200-1776. That's whenever you're listening to this program, morning, noon, or night, if you listen to the podcast, which a lot of the younger generation do. Call that number. Say, Scott, I'm 18. I'm 19, I'm 32, I'm 33, I'm in that target, and I want to tell you how much I care. And any of those calls we get in the next 24 hours, if you join me on the air, if we play your comments on the air, we're going to get you your choice of MyPillow products. I'm going to do that for 10 folks here. I really feel strongly about that. I do. And veterans also want to hear from you today just about this whole Afghanistan situation. You can also text me, 701-367-2054. My daughter is 18. You know what she says? Dad, I don't use my phone to talk to you. I don't use my phone like that. Like, well, it's a phone. If I call, I want to hear your voice. I want to find out how you're doing. What did you do last night? Did you meet any new people? I don't want to get a Snapchat. I want to talk to you. But for those of you that don't, like my daughter, use your phone to talk, you can text me as well and tell me how much you care. And I'll put you in the same camp. Okay? And that text number is 701-367-2054. Gregory and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going, Scott? Longtime listener. 28 years old. Used to work in the oil fields back when I was about 24, 25. You know, long roads and listening to your show, it helped me gain a better view of the North Dakota, but also America. And thank you for your service. And I miss Rush a lot. He was a great guy. And just basically, I'm just sad where America's going at right now. And listening to your show gives me a little bit of hope, but also raises awareness and makes me want to talk to my friends and family and make sure that they're informed. So thank you.
Well, there's something about, number one, you've proven you care. Because you're listening and you're getting more informed, and then the most important thing you said is, I'm talking to friends and family. Right? There's your do something. There's your I'm going to do something, Greg. And that's not a complicated thing. Sometimes it can get a little tense if somebody disagrees with you. And, you know, it never does any good to scream anybody. I don't know that anybody's ever won an argument on Facebook, ever. right? So you got to pick your places. You got to pick your places to do that. But that's huge, Greg. That's huge that you're doing that. Have you found that to be, you know, I guess gratifying? Do you feel like, hey, okay, I've done something. Number one, so I feel good about that. Number two, I think I planted a seed and they're listening. What's your reaction to those conversations?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like most of my friends, they don't even pay attention to the news at all. So they have no idea what's going on. And, you know, with this whole Afghanistan thing, I talk to them and they're like, what just happened? You know, and stuff like that. And, you know, it's kind of informing them and making sure that they know what their elected leaders are doing. And, you know, it comes as a surprise to them, but, you know, I'm also trying to feed them, you know, correct information and stuff that, you know, maybe mainstream media won't give them, you know, and so, I feel honored to do that, but, I feel like there's, I guess I would say a priority in my life to do that, because the way this country's going, I feel like something's got to change. So, you know, the very little that I do, I hope that I help, people be informed, and hopefully we can change this country around.
All right, Greg, hang on, because Daniel's going to get your information. And while you're talking to Daniel to give him your information, just go to MyPillow.com and tell me what you'd like. If it's a pair of slippers, tell us your size. If it's a robe, tell us your size. If it's pillows, towels, whatever. Just take a look, tell him what you want, and give us your address, okay? And we'll mail that off to you. Thank you. Thank you, Greg. Appreciate you doing what you're doing, because I think that's exactly what you need to do. Harriet, South Dakota. Tyler, you're next, and what's on your mind?
You know, I'm 32 years old. I'm a farmer rancher. I got a young 3-year-old son, and I'm worried where the country's headed. I mean, what's going to be here for him? And is there going to be a farmer ranch left to pass down anymore with everything that they're trying to do for inheritance taxes and everything else? I mean, I'm just worried about the life that's going to be left for my son.
How do you channel that frustration and worry, Tyler?
I take a lot of it pretty personally, and I talk to friends and family, and it gets bothersome through the days.
Yeah, and it wears on you as well. Do you feel like there's a activity in all of that that makes you feel like at least you're doing something with that worry? This is my concern. I think all of us tend to just get frustrated, and you almost want to yell at the television and your Twitter feed, and, you know, you hear people calling on shows like this, and you get, you know, I hear people say, I can't listen. I get too worked up. Well, that's the wrong emotion. Get worked up and then do something with that to say, hey, I'm doing my part. Even if it's calling my member of Congress to say, what are you doing about this? I'm 32 with kids, and I'm worried about what kind of country they're going to have, you know? I think that's the important thing, to just feel like you've taken this into your own hands and are at least doing something, whatever that is, Tyler. I can't tell you what it is, but I can tell you doing something is important.
Like me, I've made a lot of calls into a congressman and stuff about, you know, COOL and all that stuff, that, you know, RCAF and the 5014 and all that kind of stuff for the cattle markets. I've made a lot of phone calls into them. I don't know if it's made any difference, but I've been trying.
Well, good for you, because I think that's important, too. I mean, the cattle world right now is so challenging. And one of the frustrations I have is I can talk to 10 ranchers and get 10 different ideas about what fixes it. And so there isn't even necessarily unanimity among, you know, the cattle folks. You mentioned RCAF. They're on very different, you know, tracks sometimes than U.S. cattlemen's or whatever. And that's part of it. But just 32-year-old ranchers named Tyler taking the time to do just what you did there makes a difference. Because then the public servants, who are that, public servants, have to listen. Tyler, hang on a second. We're going to get you a prize for maybe one of the kids, maybe you or your wife, from MyPillow. Daniel will take your information while you surf MyPillow.com. And Peter and Fargo next, and what's on your mind? Don't go away.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Pipers Auctioneers, hosting these farm, retirement, and estate auctions in Bismarck, Bowman, Norwich, Regent, Kenmare, and Turtle Lake, North Dakota, Glendon, Minnesota, Sioux Falls, and Worthing, South Dakota, and Baker, Montana. Featuring reputable and well-maintained farm equipment, construction equipment, trucks, trailers, skid steers, loaders, vehicles, and more. Also, advertising deadlines are approaching on Pipers Regional Equipment Auctions in Bowman, Steele, and Sioux Falls. Contact Pipers Auctioneers for more information. Full inventory and equipment details are always available at Pipers.com.
Wind. It's everywhere in North Dakota. A permanent and abundant natural resource. An energy source we should harness. Wind Energy paid $11 million in property taxes and $19 million to landowners in 2019. 26 counties, 1,000 landowners, and 3,400 employees stand united in Wind Energy. Wind Energy, a permanent and abundant natural resource for North Dakota. For more information, see ndforallenergy.org.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI bin dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI bins, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
March along, sing a song with the army of the free. Count the brave, count the true, who have fought to victory. We're the army and proud of our name. We're the army and proudly proclaim.
Army song, that we have members of every branch of the United States Armed Forces that are a part of cleaning up the Biden mess in Afghanistan. And, these are the people that protect the women that do not have rights within Islamic law that are expendable as part of the caliphate. Children, women, you can't learn. All of which blood, sweat, and tears from the United States fixed over the last 20 years. It is being undone in days. Our Army, our Air Force, our Marines, our Special Forces, our Space Force now. All right, Peter in Fargo. You're next on What's on Your Mind. How old are you, Peter?
34.
34 years of age. What's on your mind today?
I was calling in. I guess I was going to disagree with you on the Afghanistan situation. I think, you know, most people are against the war. A lot of people over there that are there are just basically Afghani traitors, you know. So I want people to worry about what's going on here in the country. And I do got some good news, though, you know, as far as what we can do to start, you know, what blaming Biden or blaming the Republicans is taken away from the real winners here. And that's the Taliban, who rejected feminism and everything. But it's mostly the anti-war activists here in America. We've been trying to get out of there forever. So this is our victory. And the better news is that the NationalJusticeParty.com just passed the Democratic National Committee's website in traffic this last weekend. So people are searching for another option. I think people mentioned on your program before that the National Justice Party was started by a gentleman from Fargo. So people got good things to look forward to. It's great that we're out of there. We need to stop the war.
Now, here's the deal where I got to agree with you. I don't know that we have a disagreement, Peter, as to the fact that we should end our time in Afghanistan. I think Donald Trump did a magnificent job of saying, Taliban, don't screw with us. We're going to keep special ops and intel in here, and we're going to do this in an orderly fashion. We are going to withdraw, but we're going to do it under these conditions. And if you meddle with us, you will die. That was the right way to do this.
Yeah, Joe Biden
screwed all that up.
I believe he put a timetable on it to get us out by September 11th.
That was Biden. Trump had a timeline of May 2021, but again, it was condition-based. It said, if this happens, that'll happen. And we were down to 2,500 troops. We were down to 2,500 troops with no casualties for over a year under Donald Trump. And Donald Trump agreed with you. We'd been there too long. It was time to bring our boys home. He agreed with you.
Well, I put that on Pompeo, though. I think Pompeo was going to string that along. And God bless Trump, but I think he was listening to the wrong people. I'm glad we're out of there. So I'll just have to agree to disagree on that.
No, I think we agree on that. I think we agree on that. Here's my big question for you, Peter.
Sure.
Are you glad the way we got out of there? Do you think Joe Biden got out of there just exactly the way he should have got out of there for the United States of America?
I don't care. We were never going to win. It was never going to look good, Scott. What are we going
to... All right. Yeah, I care. I care about the reputation of the United States of America, and that's where I think we disagree. Not that we should leave. How we leave. Peter, hang on, and we'll get your information. I appreciate you representing a different viewpoint. I honestly do. Landon Fargo, are you 18? Do I have that right from Daniel? Are you 18, Landon?
Yes, I am, Scott. I just graduated recently. I went to the same high school as your daughter, actually, so I graduated with her.
Tell me what worries you, Landon, as an 18-year-old.
Well, I'm going into college, and I'm looking to get into, like, real estate and stuff. You know, I listen to, like, audiobooks. Plan on buying a rental house, living in it in college, renting out the extra rooms. But my biggest worry is all the stimulus money that's going into the economy. I'm worried about the inflation that it's going to cause and what it's going to do to my wealth in the future.
I don't know how many of you 18-year-olds worry about their wealth in the future because of inflation, but by gosh, I could tell you're a deacon because you are thinking about it and it's important. So what do you do about it, Landon? How do you channel that worry?
Well, I've just been reading a lot more. I've read some really good books. Richest Man in Babylon, Think and Grow Rich, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. They're all, like, really good. I don't really know exactly what I can do, so I've just sort of been doing what I know.
Well, you know what you can do? You can call every elected leader at the federal and state level that work for you, your legislators, who, by the way, work very, very hard and have to make spending decisions in North Dakota. They do it vastly better than they do in Congress. But I think more members of Congress need to hear from 18-year-olds to say, wait a minute here, you're spending my money. You are diminishing my future wealth. What kind of a country am I going to inherit? Because you're well-read. I love it, Landon. I appreciate you calling. And hang on a second, because Daniel's going to get your information. We'll let you pick a product from MyPillow for sharing your story today, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Really glad you called, Landon. Thank you. Lydia in Minot, Todd the Radio God Mitchell, Well, Todd, stay tuned through the break. Tell us where you're at. Red Carpet Wash, you're up north today, aren't you, in the Fill the Bus campaign?
I am.
Tell us where to find you.
What's that?
Where do we find you?
Right, the big school bus right in front. You can't possibly miss it.
Let me work out with a couple of folks that can tell you more about the opportunities they have at ABC Seamless, where they are offering a $5,000 signing bonus. Scott Mullenkamp is the chief marketing officer. So tell me a little bit about Scott. When somebody walks in, you determine their skill set, as you said, simple as being able to read a measuring tape and throw a hammer. That's where you start. What are you going to make at that entry-level position?
Entry-level position right now, we're close to $25 an hour.
Folks, you get the $5,000 signing bonus. You get the starting pay at 20-some bucks an hour and get into those steps. That motivates me to say, I want to make 30. I want to make 25.
Our production teams are the best in the industry. There is nobody, and I mean nobody, that can make your house go from what it is to mind-blowing in our time frame. We show up on a Monday. We're there every day until the project's done.
What I need to do today to find out more about these opportunities?
Today, my personal cell phone, so I could use that one, but 701-293-5952. That number again, 701-293-5952. You can call or, if you prefer, text.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.